Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, Sanhedrin 70A, pagination is 139. Our topic, springing off from Ben Sorer Umore, the rebellious son, is going to be the topic of wine, because we're told that the sign of a Ben Sorer Umore is that he ate a distinctive amount of meat and wine, and drank wine, and that is the requirement, the specs, so to speak, for a Ben Sorer Umore. So, the Gemara therefore discusses the concept of wine, and certainly we find that wine in certain applications is good. Ein simcha ela bevoser v'yayin is a saying. There's no such thing as joy, happiness, for example, on a yomtif, on a holiday, unless there's meat and wine. There's such an expression. Also, brachas lamed hei, ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. We say the songs, the praise of Hashem, over wine. We make a blessing, hilulim. We say praise to Hashem over wine. Nevertheless, we understand that there's a lot of caution associated with wine, a lot of concern that it could take a person in a bad way, a frivolous way, their guard is down, and they can do things that otherwise their self-control would keep them in check. So the Gemara, about midway in the wide lines, in the beginning of a line, quotes a pasuk in Mishle, Al tera yayin ki yis adam, don't look at wine because it's so red, meaning attractive. Don't judge wine by its attractiveness at face value. Al tera yayin shema'adim p'neyam shorishan ba'olam hazeh, don't look at the wine that it makes the faces of wicked people red, vibrant in this world, so people get the impression like this is doing well. U'malbim p'neyam la'olam haba'. But it shames them, it whitens their faces in the world to come, when there's finally a day of judgment. And that's what's supposed to be learned from this pasuk, Al tera yayin ki yis adam, don't look at the wine because it's so red, it's going to bring white. White as a sheet in embarrassment in the world to come. So we wonder, of course, how do you see from the pasuk, Al tera yayin ki yis adam, that it's red right now, don't be so impressed. How do you see the concept of malbim pineyam, that it's white, it's a whitening factor in the future? So the Marsha points out, you have to look at the end of the section. In this case, it's the next pasuk. Achariso kinachosh yishach. The end of this very good-looking wine is that it bites like a snake. Remember the snake that got humanity to do the original sin by misleading them. And that's what happens with wine. If it's not properly contained, a person is so excited because it looks good, it could be quite problematic. So we see the pattern over here. It looks red. Really, it's white. Yes, you could ask me, what about white wine? That's fine. But the description here was of red wine. Rava Omar, Rava says, Al tera yayin ki yis adam, don't look at the wine that it's so red. Al tera yayin, don't look at wine, and put the comma in there, shachariso dam, because the end is blood, meaning negative, bad things happen. The Gemara continues with another similar drasha, where there's a contrast of what wine is, and we actually see it could be regarded as something favorably or very negatively. Rav Kana Rami, Rav Kana asked, Ksiv Tirosh, Vikarinan Tirosh. It says it without the Vav, so it's not really read with as the word Rosh, meaning head. But if you know how to read it, that's how you read it. Says Rav Kana, Zacha Na'ase Rosh. If you merit it, if you read it like it's supposed to be read, so then it's a Rosh, it's a head, it's a good thing. It invigorates the person. Lo zachal na'ase rosh. But if you don't merit, so this good-looking substance called wine can make a person poor. Rosh without the aleph means poor. Even more fascinating is the next drasha, which makes it sound as if it's a kri and a ksiv, but we'll see that it's more of a play on words. Rava Rami. Rava said, I'm going to compare the pasuk in two ways of reading. Ksiv Yishma, it says that the wine, Yayin Yisamach Levev Enosh, you could read as a shin, and the ches as a soft, like a hay, which means shemama, destruction. So the wine can bring destruction, vikarinon yismach, but we know that the word is supposed to be read yismach, with a sin, and the ches, and its happiness. Zacha mesamcho, if you merit, the wine brings joy. Lo zacha mishamamehu, but if a person did not merit, then it destroys. And we go back to the wording here as if it's a kri and a ksiv, and we don't really have a kri and a ksiv here, but if you'll recall our discussion about kri and ksiv, we've emphasized that it's not a mistake and it's not an editor's note. It's that the Torah was trying to tell you two things at the same time, so it used a word that can be understood betray anpi in two different ways, and you're supposed to understand how to read the pasuk one way and how to read it the other way, and that presumably is what Rava is saying. Even though one can ask, lo matzino, we don't find that anybody had a different girsa over here, so to speak, to make it a kri and a ksiv. That's not what he's saying. He's saying the word yud with the shin or sin, mem, and a ches letter at the end, which the hey letter is a very similar letter. He's saying you could see in the pasuk two messages of how to understand wine. Let's skip to the bottom of the page, four lines up, the third word on the line. Vayochal Noach ish v'adama vayita korem. Noach, after the mabul, went ahead and planted a vineyard. This is the first thing that he did as he came off the teva. And we know vayochel, one approach to that word is na'asechulin. It was a very vachadik, weekday, mundane type of thing to do. What was the world missing? A grapevine. That's what it was missing. Amarav chista, amarav ukva, ve'amri lamar ukva, amarav zakai, amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Noach. Hashem's response to Noach, to such a deed, was, Noach, lo haya lo chalumod mi Adam HaRishon, you should have learned from Adam HaRishon, shelo goram lo ela yayin, it's wine that messed him up. And one approach, indeed, is, keman de amar osi ilan she'ach mimeno Adam HaRishon gefen haya, that it was a grapevine that was the Eitz Hadas, the forbidden tree. The Tanya, as we learned, Rabbi Meir Omer Osi Ilan She'achal Adam HaRishon Mimenu Gefen Haya. The opinion of Rabbi Meir is that Eitz Hadas, what type of tree? It was a vineyard. She'ein l'chadav she'mevi yolala la'adam ela yayin, because that's what brings destruction to humanity. So it makes sense that of all things, that's what did it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chita Haya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when we talk about the tree of knowledge, it was wheat. And wheat at that time, before the curse, grew as a tree. She'ena tinuk yodea likros, likro abo v'ima chayitam tam dagon. Because a child's wisdom develops when he tastes grain. So that's the second opinion of what the Eitz Hadas was. Rabbi Nechemya Omer te'eno haya. It was a fig. Shebedava shakilkul bo niskenu. As you see, shenemar vayisperu ale se'eno. As you see that when they wanted to cover themselves, they used the leaves of the te'eno of the fig. And that would indicate, Rabbi Nechemya says, that they were trying to fix the problem from where the problem came. We could certainly go back and ask the question, according to the other opinions, that it's a gefen, a grapevine, or a chita, a wheat tree. So then why indeed did they pick fig leaves, of all things, to cover themselves? And we discussed this in Perek Shira, where the te'ena represents constantly paying attention. Every moment, you got to pay attention. And it could be that Adam understood from wherever his chet was, be it from the gefen, the chita, wherever it was from, but he realized that now he's introduced chet into his existence, and he has to always pay special attention. Extra special attention every moment, and that's what the te'ena represents. Notzer te'ena yochal pirya, because the fruit become ripe throughout the season. You can't just cram and just do one time and pick it all. You have to constantly be ready with a fig to pick it as it becomes ripe. Constantly paying attention is the symbolism of the fig, and that was what he wanted to accomplish. Now that he introduced chet, we have to be constantly vigilant to stay on track. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.